Provo-based company VidAngel allows the user to filter movies to customize the kind of content they would like to watch. Neil Harmon and his brothers started the company to filter content for their own families. Through 2013 and 2016, they conducted research to see how the general public feels about filtering movies.
We first did some research to see if we were not alone and found about half of American parents at the time would be interested in a filtering service. More recently, we did third-party scientific research with a research firm out of L.A. They found that not just half of parents, but 40% of all Americans would be interested in the filtering service.
Harmon says that the service is a way to support not only families, but also artists. He believes that communicating about content is needed in the film industry.
We've always wanted to build a great filtering service that people love to use. And after we grow large enough, take that filtering data and have that data influence artists to create more good content.
While the filtering services are on hold while the company is in court, VidAngel has been supporting family-friendly content in other ways. They are expanding their services by backing good content and distributing the motion pictures they love, including comedy series and full-length movies.
We have launched Dry Bar Comedy. We've had 17 shows from people flying in from all over the country to do family-friendly stand-up routines, and we've captured those shows on high-quality video. We'll be publishing those. We also just launched our very first theatrical release, Tim Timmerman, Hope of America, which is a high school comedy that's based off of the experiences of a Orem High student body president.
VidAngel's new film has received 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, and after successful box office sales in Utah, is planning on being released throughout the rest of the U.S. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.